It's time for Magic Wrap-Up, the post-game show.
Up top to Wendell. He's going to try a lob to Mortel. Went up way high. Way high. He kissed the sky, and he guided that thing down and through. Mitchell gets the switch. Threw it away. Pile of the steal. Runway's clear. And Carroll lays it up and in. Jalen again. Oh, the same result. Jalen Suggs is scorching.
This is the Orlando Magic Audio Network.
What a season it was. And to cap it like this, absolute perfection. 113-88. The Magic take down the Milwaukee Bucks here at the Kia Center. The Magic won, so you win too. Get 50% off your regular menu price order tomorrow at papajohns.com with promo code MAGICWIN. Every time I get to sit up here on the perch and talk to you about a Magic win, it's a good time. Today feels a little bit different. It was a long, winding road to get here, but the Magic have secured the fifth seed in the Eastern Conference with this win today. Let that sink in for a moment. This team came into the season with the hope of making it to a play-in, with the hope of winning that play-in and getting a potential playoff series. Not only do the Magic avoid the play-in, they're a top five team in the loaded Eastern Conference, and they needed this one tonight in order to get there. The Magic did all the things well that they hadn't been doing the past couple of games. They created havoc on defense, turning the Bucks over again, again, and again. Paolo and Franz were both able to find themselves offensively, scoring 26 for Paolo, 25 for Franz Wagner tonight. Jonathan Isaac played 26 minutes, started the game, and completely set the tone with his level of play. Milwaukee called off the dogs with about 5 minutes left to go in the game, and the celebration was on. 15 games across the NBA today, deciding playoff seeding of the eight playoff matchups that we will see, and the four play-in games coming into today, only two had been finalized, and we now know another. The Magic are set to play the Cleveland Cavaliers in round one. The Cavs are the four seed, the Magic the five seed. So we'll start in Cleveland, and then we'll go from there. But let's break this game down, and we'll certainly fit in a preview for Magic Cavs. We'll also hear from head coach Jamal Mosley in a moment. Magic win this one 113-88 as we bring in Jake Chapman, the radio voice of the Orlando Magic. Jake, when we went off the air, I softly congratulated you, and you said why, which is very Jake of you. How about the fact that you just called your 82nd NBA game of the season, which is an accomplishment in and of itself. Now, I know, hey, look, the playoffs are around the corner, but that's like a whole separate season. You deserve a soft, if, for those listening out there, if you're not driving with two hands, a soft round of applause for Jake Chapman.
Thank you, Brandon.
A great season.
The only reason I asked why is because, well, why are you congratulating? We all deserve congratulation. This is as fun for you as it is for me.
You're kind of steering the ship over here.
All right. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, I just got to give a big thanks to those, to every single man on roster down there. They made it easy on me today. No, that was fun. It's been fun all season long. And obviously the fans and the listeners make it fun. Dude, you can speak to this. You host 15 hours a week sports talk in this town, and you remember what it was like with Dwight and Stan and Jameer and Rashard and those very fun teams. We won 50 games four straight years, the finals run, et cetera, et cetera. It's like a sleeping giant, man. It is like a bubbling cauldron of excitement, and we got back to home court advantage, and I was talking a minute ago about how young players react more, I think, to the energy in the building, but this place could be special in the postseason, and it's we've waited a long time for a team we could be proud of and for genuine optimism, and I think we finally have it.
Yeah, 47th win on the season for the Orlando Magic, something that we haven't seen since that era that you're talking about. And I do put in many hours on sports talk radio throughout the week, and have been lucky enough to do so for about 10 to 15 years. I missed that.
Yeah.
You know, I came into this job as a member of the Orlando sports media right after the height of Orlando Magic basketball in 2009. And so I experienced that. I was here. I experienced it as a fan. But sitting here, being privileged as we are to have this seat, this front row seat to all the action, game in and game out, it's a completely different experience. And the Magic brought it. This year was, I've had so much fun being a part of the broadcast team. This year just took it to another level. And you're right in saying that that team is the reason why. Guys like Paolo, watching his development, Franz Wagner, Jonathan Isaac. We need to talk about this guy, man, for a second. People were wondering if he was going to be able to play basketball again, period, let alone make it through an entire season. And then cherry on top, to start game 82 and play 26 minutes. You know, we should take a moment to appreciate him being able to do that, but it doesn't stop there because he didn't just play 26. He played an incredible 26. I would argue that he's the reason the Magic were able to come back in this game. Let's not forget Milwaukee led by 11 really early.
Yeah, and I mean, the Bucks came out, and it was kind of more of the same, right? You only mustered 22 points in the first quarter. You're down 8 after one. It was an 11-point lead for Milwaukee early in the game. But I think you just kind of settled in, and it's clear as day the difference J.I. makes when he's on the floor on the defensive side of the ball. He played 26 minutes tonight. 27 he played on Friday, so it's not like you're going to force feed him 36 minutes or something like that. I'm not sure his body can handle that. You want J.I. at 100%. What he does defensively is not the type of thing that you can do at 75%. No human is capable of that. You need him able to expend max energy out there, and what you saw tonight. And then there are no backups, back-to-backs in the playoffs. And we got a week off here, so a little more gas in the tank, hopefully for everybody, but specifically Jonathan Isaac. And maybe it's, you know, serendipity that Wendell's back was bugging him on Friday, and you kind of needed to get Isaac in there tonight. But the bottom line is, if Jonathan Isaac is available, he probably should be your starting center, because he's maybe I heard David Aldridge on Zach Lowe's podcast a week or two ago, and he said that's the best defensive player on the planet. And I think he is. It's just a matter of how often you can have him on the floor and for how long. And I think we saw that tonight.
Yeah, so I think skill-wise, it's and the stats back that up. You know, if you look at player individual defensive rating, he's as good as anybody else in the league. Yep. That plays significant minutes. There are guys that you'll see if you were to go to NBA.com. There are other names that are on top of the list, but they don't play all that often. For guys that play as frequently as Jonathan Isaac do, he's as good as anybody else in the NBA. Then you add Jalen Suggs and the effort and intensity that he brings. Look, he didn't put up a bunch of numbers today, and so maybe some people think on the surface Jalen Suggs had a bad game. I assure you he did not. And I can tell you by looking at Damian Lillard's stat line, 2 of 14, 0 of 4 from three-point range. Jalen Suggs was a pest today against one of the league's best shooters.
And everybody gets credit for that as well, because the Magic were switching everything. But you can, when you've got a guy like Jalen, who, you know, there were times where all of a sudden Suggs is defending Brook Lopez, right? Because they're switching everything, and he held his ground for a moment, right? But Jalen and Gary were chasing Lillard around all those screens and those handoffs, and, man, Suggs is just, between he and Jonathan Isaac, they are so they're so important, not just to the defense, but to like the emotional drive of the team. There's just, and it's, I think this is Coach Mosley's touch. Nothing gets the bench going more, and nothing gets the juices flowing more for our team than like a 24-second violation, right?
Yes.
Or that scramble D where the ball's snapping around and nobody, and everybody thinks it, as they rotate the ball around the perimeter, they should have a good look. But no, here comes somebody, so I got to come off it. It's a defense-first mentality, and J.I. and Jalen Suggs are the horns on that bowl.
So one of the big problems the last time the Magic played this Bucks team, even if that game was without Giannis too, the Magic turned the ball over way too much. And Bobby Portis was getting his, and they were scoring easy buckets. The Magic did not make life difficult on Milwaukee. That was the biggest difference tonight. The Magic turned Milwaukee over 18 times. You look at those fast break points, I don't think I've seen this all year long. 25 for the Magic, 0
yeah.
for the Milwaukee Bucks. That has to be a season first.
Yeah, and I mean, the turnovers obviously were a big part of that, but for sure, like, that's not really our MO. But whenever we're defending like that, and you're forcing long misses. Like, Milwaukee's a good three-point shooting team. They were 7 of 27. Dame didn't hit a three today. How many times do you think that's happened in the last couple of years for Damian Lillard? Anytime you're defending the three ball well and turning a team over, you're going to get opportunities to get out and go. And obviously, in this building, it feels like it happens more, I think, because you get that kind of
That pop.
Yeah, exactly. To borrow from WWE, you get that explosion when you get a run out. But it always has to start with either a turnover or a long miss off a generally off of a three or a perimeter jump shot. So. Yeah, I mean, boy, like the defense, that was Magic basketball, and we really hadn't seen it for about a week. Maybe that Chicago game you could throw in there, but it's kind of interesting how, you know, we always get Magic basketball when we're at home. That's why we appreciate the fans so much.
Yeah, for sure. And Magic basketball when we're at home, and when Paolo and Franz are both scoring.
That too.
And feeling comfortable offensively. 26 for Paolo, 25 for Franz Wagner. Stay right there, Jake. We're going to head downstairs and hear from head coach Jamal Mosley.
There's not really a lot of words for it. You talk about a group who has been up, been down, battled back. Resilient. We say all the words, all the cliche words that we want, but they showed it. They proved it. Big stakes. They took it in their own hands and played together, played the right way. Our fans were freaking amazing, like incredible. Like, just our fan base, our support for this group, it's something they should be proud of, and it's something they should enjoy, and they should embrace who they are as a group and not shy away from it.
Wendell Carter was available today, but you started with Jonathan Isaac at the five. What went into that decision, and just obviously how much of an impact did J.I. have today?
You watched it live. I think it says so much about this group and who they are. Guys stepping in no matter what they're asked to do or what position they're supposed to be in. Not normal rotations for these guys, doesn't matter. It's about the team. It's about the group. It's about by doing it by committee, and that's what you saw tonight, today.
Jamal, when did it click in? It seemed they pushed at the beginning with a lot of energy. Milwaukee pushed right back and took the lead, 30-22 in the first quarter. But then all of a sudden it clicked in. Like, all of a sudden they really believed in themselves. When did that click in by what you feel?
With this group, I think this is what we continue to talk about. Like, gaining experience through these different type of games. So if you go back and you look at, say, the Sacramento game, right? It didn't click in. You look at the Clippers game, it might not have clicked in. So you have to go through these things so you understand in this moment what you have to do, the way in which you have to play, the time you need to learn to finish a game out and continue to push. And that's what they did. And so learning through these games by the experience that we've had all year, all 82, and, you know, it showed up tonight when we needed it the most.
Jamal, when this organization drafted Paolo two summers ago, they expected and hoped for performances like this in a game like this, 26, 11, 7 assists. Just how special was it to A, to watch that performance, but B, just confirm once again that choice to make him the centerpiece of this franchise?
He's special. I'll keep saying it over and over and over again. The young man is special. Because of the way he just wants to win, finding ways to win, whatever that looks like. You know, I talked to him at one of the points, just saying, I'm going to keep you going, and let him go into that fourth quarter, which we hadn't done. And he accepts it, wants it, and just going to try to make and do the right thing throughout the game. So for us to understand who he is and what he's done, it's in good hands because of the type of young man he is.
Points this season for you on this team was looking at their maturity level, how it's progressed throughout the season. How did it maybe that attitude, that level of focus come to fruition, not getting rattled by a big moment like this?
Because of the experience we've been throughout the year, where we may have gotten away from ourselves and the things that we've done, and I don't think they did that tonight. I thought they were poised. I thought they were patient. I thought they did a great job of understanding the moment, but knowing that what we were going to do, we were going to do it defensively first and then offensively let it flow and keep trusting each other, and they trust each other. They hit some big shots. They made some big passes, some big plays, but it was our defense that sparked everything from our offensive side of the floor.
Jamal, are you able to describe the scene that just was happening in the locker room with some Gatorade flowing, I think?
You see, I changed my outfit. And they should. And they should. And this group should. This fan base should. This organization should. From ownership, to, you know, down to every person that's put in the work for this group, because of how much they care. And so they should celebrate this moment. They should embrace this moment. And I'm not going to talk about, hey, we got to get locked in for this. Right now, we're going to enjoy this because they deserve to.
Coach, just to revisit the decision to start Jonathan, it was determined just before the game that Wendell could play, mm-hmm. but you were a little uncertain about how many minutes or why what dictated the decision to start J.I.?
Well, I just think that, you know, the last time we played them, we watched what, you know, Bobby Portis had done and the way they were starting with their lineup. So we did a couple of adjustments here with them. And I just thought our guys did a very good job of accepting the adjustments that we made and not being sure if Wendell was going to go. And it's not always easy to pull a guy at the last minute to change up what you've already game planned for. And so Wendell, understanding that situation, was great about it. Just like all the other guys were fantastic, whether they played 3 minutes, no minutes, or 39 minutes. That's what this group is going to continue to be about. For us to be successful, it's going to be by committee on any given night.
Coach, it looked like Wendell was going to check into that game about 4 or 5 minutes into that second quarter. You pull him back and then you get him out there for those 2 minutes.
That's the power of this group. I was getting ready to put him in. He said, Jonathan's going, let him go. That's the power of a group. That's the power of this team. So when we can talk about it all day long and say by committee, it sounds great. But when a guy is willing to check in the game and then another guy's going and he's helping things and our flow is going, as a coach, I just need to shut up and let them do what they're supposed to do.
+1.7 after that.
Unbelievable. That's the power of this group.
Coach, congratulations. I'm sure you would like to clinch the playoffs a couple games ago, but is it almost better that it happened this way? And what does it mean to win a win and end game for this group?
It's better now. Yeah, like those three games, no, they weren't. But you're right, and we talked about it with the group about, you know, what we've had 3 and 4 game sevens. We've had 3 game 7s. You go in Charlotte, you don't get it done. You come back, you get one. You go into Houston, you don't get it done. You play Milwaukee, you don't get it done. You come back again. You know, that's what this group had to learn to do, to understand. And, you know, talk about the 76ers, how close you were. So to understand what you have to do in those moments, now the lesson, you hope it's learned. And we're going to be in some tight ones again, which is good. But now they understand what they have to do and what they're capable of doing. But it's part of experience that a group has to go through in order to learn these lessons.
Thank you, Coach
Mosley. Thank you, guys.
There you go. That was head coach Jamal Mosley down in the Magic Media Room for game number 82. We're wrapping that one up right here. On the club level, Jake, before we cut you loose, give you about a week break and then start round one, the Cavs, we know the matchup. So there's a lot to break down there, but your initial read on that matchup. The Magic were 2-2 this season when playing against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, and the Cavs they're not in a great place. Mitchell, I'm not sure exactly how healthy he is. Garland sat today as well. He's been dealing with, I think he rolled his ankle a few times and hadn't quite gotten that right. There's a lot of questions about just about everything in Cleveland about the future with Mitchell and Garland in the same backcourt. J.B. Bickerstaff was like the coach of the year candidate until the All-Star break, and it's been bad, bad, bad since then. So you might be catching a team that is distracted or doesn't really have, like, they've gotten away from that identity that they had. Their problem was the best basketball they played all season long. They did so while Darius Garland was out. And now they're trying to work that backcourt back in. So, I don't know. It's a 2-2 split, like you said, between us and them this year. But they're kind of all over the place. The flip side of that is with all those questions and the sky is falling type stuff going on, they may be able to do the us against the world type mentality,
right,
and lock back in. And they got a lot to prove based on how their postseason season ended last year. Ooh. A round one smacking from the New York Knicks, so yeah. It's gonna be fun, man.
That was ugly, and we do have confirmation that also on Milwaukee slipped down to the 3. They'll play the Indiana Pacers in round one. But let's take right back downstairs. The Minister of Defense, Jonathan Isaac, standing by.
Loss to do this, it really speaks to who this team is and our maturity, our growth, and our ability to really put it together when it matters.
John's just like describe the celebration in the locker room and just how much of a relief is this?
Yeah, it means a lot to everybody, I think. We looked at this as a do or die game. Most guys haven't been in the playoffs. Most guys that are on the team, they were in 20-win seasons and stuff like that. So I think it means a lot to everybody. Obviously to the coaching staff too, new coaching staff that came in 3 years ago, and I think it means a lot to the whole group. And I think it's good to enjoy this today, but also know that we don't just want to make the playoffs. So I think there's a lot of fun today, and hopefully we can have more games like that.
Franz, you guys started off with a lot of energy. Had a good start. Milwaukee pulled ahead, just similar to the other games that happened. When did everything kind of sink in that aha moment where you guys really believed in yourselves and pulled it together? Because you didn't trail in any of the other quarters of the game.
I think you win these important games. There's never like one point where you believe you go in a game believing that you win the game. And it's just possession by possession. And then obviously in that fourth quarter, we were able to go on a big run. But that just happened because we stayed locked in the moment. And I think that's got to be our approach from here on out. You can see that they scored 12 points in the second quarter. Once our defense really locked in, I think that's when we got the lead. And I got a better rhythm offensively too.
Franz, after the game, there was a moment where Mo ran over and gave you a big hug, and you guys celebrated. I imagine making the playoffs, this moment is something you guys have dreamed about for a long time, dating back to your college days, back to high school. To share this with Mo, how special is that?
I mean, it's super special. We grew up, waking up at 3 a.m. to watch guys like Damian Lillard playing playoff games, and just first thing in the morning, watch the highlights and stuff like that. So for us to compete against these guys and, now be in the playoffs too, it means a lot. And, just especially super cool, obviously, with my brother. But I think the whole group, I think we're a super tight group, and I'm happy for everybody.
Hey, Jonathan, can you take us through the decision for you to start? That must have come just before game time, right? How did that come about? What was the dialogue there?
It came yesterday. And so I think Dale had been struggling with his back. He had to come out of the game before. And so, we had a practice, and Coach told me I'd be starting.
Jonathan, question for you. You've played back-to-back games of 25 or more minutes for the first time since 2019. You've been playing some minutes at the five and doing it very well. How do you feel physically kind of going into the playoffs, and do you expect to play a little bit more of the five against the Cavs?
Well, the playing time and all that stuff is up to Coach. I feel fantastic. I feel great. I feel like I'm in a really good place, so just keep moving forward with it.
Al, on your Rookie of the Year celebration, you said playoffs are bust, and people were like sort of taken aback by that. You expected this. What does it mean to clinch the spot today?
It means a lot. I think we all expected it. After last year, we felt like we were good enough to make that jump to this year. So it was just a team-wide expectation, and we're sitting here now. So I think we're all proud.
Yeah, one for you. You were talking about how young this team is. Can you compare the feeling? I mean, when you guys made the playoffs, 2019 or something, does this feel different because this team seems to be more on an upper trajectory? Or?
Yeah, it definitely feels different. I think just the energy, just the excitement with these guys, it definitely feels, and it's present time right now. I can't really go back and reimagine those feelings, but it feels pretty darn good right now. So I'll take this one.
I think it's huge to get a win. We knew what came with the win, so we just wanted to put forth our best effort, and now we got time to plan for our opponent.
Franz, you got off to a little bit of a slow start individually, but what kind of changed in the second quarter to spark your offensive game going and get everyone else going? How important was just kind of getting the defense locked in to get everything kind of moving in the right direction again tonight?
Yeah, I think the defense is really important for us, but like I said before, I think nothing really changed. We just, like, stayed with it, and I stayed with it too. And normally the game rewards you when you stay like that and stay confident, and I think we did a really good job with that today.
That's kind of been a characteristic all season. Where does that come from? That poise to be able to bounce back and kind of keep grinding your way. That's not something you typically see from a young team.
I think it's part of everybody's character on the team. You know, we talk a lot about that, about being composed and staying poised. And obviously for a young team, you know, for guys maybe that haven't been in that position, I think it's especially important to do that. And like I said, I think it starts with everybody individually. I think that's part of everybody's character.
J.I., during that second quarter, the end of that second quarter, it looked like Wendell was going to check in for you with about 5-6 minutes to go, and then he moves away from the scorer's table, and he said, and Coach told us earlier that, no, J.I.'s got this, and he came in about 2 minutes later, and then but that stretch of the game was super important. How does it feel to have your teammates trust in a moment like that, and does that, you know, strengthen the team moving forward to what's coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing. I didn't even know that. And so it speaks to who Wendell is and his commitment to this team. And then he came in and, you know, did his thing and gave us a huge boost. I think it was plus 27 in just 5 minutes or something like that. 14 minutes. But it felt like that first 5 minutes stretch, he was absolutely fantastic. And so, you know, kudos to him for that. And, you know, we'll get him back moving forward.
Thank you, everyone.
All right,
guys.
There you go, the stars of the show down there in the Magic Media Room, wrapping up game number 82 as the Magic head into the playoffs, set for a round one series that'll start in a week against the Cleveland Cavaliers. We'll continue to break that down and other matchups that we'll see in round one of the NBA postseason. 113-88, the Magic walk out on top in game number 82, picking up win number 47 on the season. Magic wrap-up continues right here on the Magic Audio Network.